This is the Strategic Minute, brought to you by Strategic Communications, LLC. From our Crisis Communications Practice in Syracuse, New York, I'm Michael Meath. No one can prepare for a crisis. Well, actually, they can, and they do. Lots of businesses and organizations have operational disaster plans, but few also have a crisis communications plan. Recently, however, we've started to see an increase in organizations coming to us to help them plan the communications roles, strategies, and even messages before a crisis event. A crisis communication plan will help you manage information and messages to the employees, media, and public, as well as other audiences impacted by a crisis situation. The most important parts of a crisis communications plan, and really the whole purpose for developing one, are to identify the potential and emerging risk scenarios for your organization, determine who will serve in what roles for making and delivering communications decisions during a crisis, outlining the specific action steps to take, and even developing some of the messages you might use during any one of the potential scenarios you identify. And to do all of this while your team is calm and focused, not during a crisis situation. The result of developing and using this plan is always a better reputation for your organization than if you did not have one in the first place. But it doesn't do you much good to spend weeks, even months, creating this plan if you're not going to be able to use it during a crisis. So we use a secure and customized mobile app to access a crisis communication plan, which is great because it gives your team the ability to quickly get to the most critical information when they're away from the office or their computers. If you want your organization to be ready, visit the What We Do section of our website and contact us at stratcomllc.com. And that's your Strategic Minute, brought to you by Strategic Communications, LLC, and WRVO Public Media. Are you being heard?